Hi, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the area commonly known as UBC Point Grey. My name's Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy, and this is my best of 2019. Maybe not even the best, but all my favorites. Oh, gosh. 2019 has been a beautiful year for music, with our local music scene and also expanding throughout. And we were just listening to Psy, that was the song Hatch from their album Images. Psy is definitely one of my favorite local bands. They make me cry a lot, and the music is so beautiful. Psy features Dorothy from Swim Team and Shelby from Dumb, and yeah, I'm just reading something in the disclaimer about them, about how it's like a touch of shoegaze into the fuzzy strums and reverb blurred riffs and dreamy wordless vocal breaks, and and resembling a classic sock hop chord progression sent through an echo pedal. So Psy is the first band that I really wanted to showcase for this show, my year-end show. They started off as a Cranberries cover band, which steals my heart already. They put out a two-track demo last year and released Images this year. So amazing. Another really amazing band that put out their second release at the beginning of this year is Only a Visitor, which is definitely a super group headed by Robin Jacobs, or Jacob. Oh my gosh, I am slurring my words today. Robin Jacobs, sorry about that, Robin. And Technicolor Education is a really beautiful art pop album that was really inspired. It is really inspired by Robin looking at her family ancestry, like finding different gifts in a particular attic, and digging through things like finding her grandfather's head tax certificate, and a lot of the research that Robin put into this music, the sounds, the lyrics, as the Georgia Strait state, she's created a revelatory new frame for her family, her life, and her music. So let's listen to some Only a Visitor. This is Ghosts here on CITR.
Ghosts inside of other ghosts, the soul of the town packed up and gone, taking with it the memories now stored in basement photo albums, out of place, buried unmarked graves, washed away as the washed away as the river rises. Imagine bustle in the streets that once were paved with riches of mountains. You may leave us, we've been through worse. We will be fine, we will be fine. You know we've seen ghosts, she told.
You took my sadness out of context at the Mariner's apartment complex. I ain't no candle in the wind. I'm the boy, the lightning, the thunder, the kind of girl who's gonna make you wonder who you are and who you've been. Who I've been is with you on these beaches. Your Venice bitch, your diehard, your weakness. Maybe I could save you from your sins. So kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus. My, 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 you found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in. You lose your way, just take my hand. To me again. Don't look too far, right where you are, that's where I am. I'm your man. I'm your man. They mistook my kindness for weakness. I fucked up, I know that, but Jesus, can a girl just do the best she can? Catch a wave and take in the sweetness. Think about it, the darkness, the deepness, all the things that make me who I am. And who I am is a big time believer that people can change, that you don't have to leave her when everyone's talking. You can make a stand. Even in the dark, I feel your resistance. You can see my heart burning in the distance. Baby, 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 I'm your man, yeah. You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to me again. Don't look too far, right?
nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave. Is the test, who's willing to watch Basic Instinct and Candyman on VHS, because I got what I wanted.
Back, we're just listening to Devours with the song Curmudgeon from his second album, Iconoclast. Was it his second album? I think it was the second album, but his first label album, which is pretty, pretty sweet. Yeah, if you don't know who Devours is, maybe you haven't listened to my show before. I am a huge stan, and Iconoclast he released near the beginning of the year. So many of the local albums I'm playing today were released in January. It's actually almost absurd. It's like we super peaked in January and then continued it on. But Iconoclast is a beautiful art pop album. Jeff shared in a interview with the Georgia Strait. I wanted to make that record, or no, sorry. Ooh, bum, 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 bum. Where did I go? Oh, I went to the wrong part. Yeah, here we go. he shared, I feel that there's still quite a bit of internalized homophobia just being in the gay community for about 8 years now. The gay community is fantastic in Vancouver. I was specifically part of the bear community and still sort of am. I feel like there's still a bit of misogyny, like an obsession with masculinity and trying to seem more straight. When I was starting to write this album, I was really frustrated dating people who were obsessed with that. And he really unpacks a lot of stuff around masculinity, around misogyny, around queerness in this beautiful, beautiful album. I could dedicate an entire show just playing this album. I did interview Devours just before his record launch. Oh, I guess his record launch. No, it wasn't in January. He released Curmudgeon in January, but his record launch was later in the spring, because I actually did interview him before then. Yeah. Anyways, Devours. I just get really flighty when I talk about him. Before that, we had Lana Del Rey with the song Mariner's Apartment Complex from her album Norman Fucking Rockwell. And we started off that set with Only a Visitor with the song Ghosts from their album Technicolor Education. Coming up next, I'm going to play some Swim Team. Swim Team released a new album this year as well. And it was their third album. And and it's called V, and this is something that they described with the album. The V was written and self-recorded over a period of a year and a half, during which the album existed in a state of flux as the music morphed and changed throughout the recording process. Each song represents merely a snapshot in time. Lyrical and musical themes involved operating within a changing framework of being finished and unfinished and the vulnerability that results. I've been a longtime fan of Swim Team. I'm super in love with this album. Here is the song Brick, just after a quick break with some announcements.
Come in, Grey Badger. Begin your report. Over. Come in, Grey Badger. Begin your report. Over. Come in, Grey Badger. Begin your report. Over. Come in, Grey Badger. Begin your report. Ever.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming.
We don't go too far. None of us will go too far. Maybe sometimes we went too far, but now we won't. Because we're real nice guys.
It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, thunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art, January 17th. Listen live or online at citr.ca.
Gott gebenedeit ist die Frucht deines Leibes, Jesus, der wiederkommen wird, zu richten Lebende und Tote.
Heilige Maria, Mutter Gottes, bitte für uns Sünder.
Gegrüßet seist du, Maria, voll der Gnade, der Herr.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Time.
Firecrackers don't always go off. Holding it in your hand, though, it seems safe to assume so. Strike a match, it goes on fire. I'll try it once, I'm a trier. I know if you make a mess, you always clean it up. Looking at all the garbage feels like it will take ages. I'll just lie here in bed. I'll just do nothing instead. Things that stop me from doing things. Thinking about the future, imagining the worst. I'm getting better.
And we're back. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Too Dreamy, and I'm just going over my favorites and the best of 2019. We were just listening to Future Star with the song Firecrackers from her album I Will Fight the Devil and I Will Win. And Selena, you won. Oh my gosh, that's such a pretty, pretty album. Definitely one of my favorite albums of the year, which is why I'm playing it today. And a very underrated album, too. I think that it deserves all the praise. And, we just need to listen to it over and over and over again. I'm so glad that Selena put it out. And I'm so looking forward to her next full release coming out, hopefully in 2020. Before that, we had FKA Twigs with the song Cellophane from the album Magdalene. I showed my mom that video on Christmas. Turns out my mom's a bit of a Twilight fan. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to use her Twilight knowledge of Robert Pattinson to get her into FKA Twigs. So hopefully it worked. I'm going to try some more. And I started off that set with Swim Team with the song Brick from the album V. Coming up next, we're going to play some Waze Blood. Waze Blood, Titanic Rising was such a gorgeous album. She played a couple of shows in town. I missed both of them. The perils of being a broke grad student. But I heard that they're so beautiful. Here's the song Andromeda from that album Titanic Rising here on CITR.
Nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop. Daughter. Let me in if I break and be quiet if I shatter. Get tired of looking.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming. It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art, January 17th. Listen live or online at CITR.ca.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Hello.
We just see your heart coming down. washed away. Not even in that Florida water on my drink.
And had this dream about a song. She was certain that it was about a burial, the ritual, beautifully written. Even the groove was filled with sadness. Every beat went all the way down into little holes in the ground. Certain the lyrics went above burying someone's ashes and then having a cigarette, like it was telling her, ashes to ashes.
Time has almost come to an end. We were just listening to Jenny Haval with the song Ashes to Ashes from her album The Practice of Love. Before that, we had Angel Olsen with the title track from her album All Mirrors, and Solange with Almeda from the album When I Get Home. And we started off that set with Way's Blood with the song Andromeda from her album Titanic Rising. Thank you all for listening in today and spending the last hour with me listening to my best songs from 2019. I'm really glad I got to fit all of them in. I was worried that I would have to cut one or two, and it did not happen. Special thanks to my BFF Tara, who has a day off work today and is able to tune in live. hi, Tara, I love you. I'm going to leave us with some Lizzo because we can't have a best of 2019 list without Lizzo. Here is the song Juice from the album Cause I Love You, because I love all of you. And yeah, I'll catch you next week, Friday, 1 o'clock. Bye. Juice don't look like